say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
This is just bobbed up on my screen. Very timely indeed, given the previous caller. In fact, I'll just find it here. It is page 5 of the Cairns Post today. It's under the heading, Business Fired Up Over Latest Menace. And it reads here, Peter Carruthers has written juvenile pyromaniacs playing dangerous games with kerosene-based firelighters in the Cairns CBD is the latest scourge facing business owners in a city centre under siege. Last week, reports emerged of children allegedly stealing firelighters, commonly used by campers, and igniting the small cubes in commercial skip bins and on the street. And children as young as 9. Children as young as 9 years old, throwing flaming projectiles through shop doorways. Adventure Cairns and Beyond store owner Erin Orezi Wells said, at the height of the school holidays, the emerging trend was a disturbing reality for families enjoying a tropical getaway. She said, quote, something has to be done, unquote. She's not alone. The shopkeepers in town are just at their wits' end, those remaining that haven't packed up and left. Anyway, she went on to say, we're getting smashed with school holiday people. The tourists in the shop are saying they are scared. The cops can't do anything. Woolies can't stop them stealing. She said, quote, they are the untouchables. City Safe security guards confirmed the igniting of firelighters was an emerging issue in the CBD. Acting Inspector Kyle Palmer said, police were aware and investigating reports, but he indicated a core group was responsible. Here's the quote from Inspector Palmer. At this time, there are no reports to suggest this type of behaviour is widespread, with only a small number of perpetrators being identified. Anyway, other people have different experiences. It goes on to say the troubled Cairns City Centre has been the focus of recent debate in an ongoing discussion about strategies to solve social problems caused by drunks, homeless itinerants, unaccompanied youth regularly stealing, chroming and committing violent crime. Bearing the brunt of public frustration, police have argued officers were limited in what they could achieve, ultimately bound by the law. Here's the quote, the Human Rights Act applies to every aspect of policing, said the senior sergeant. And anyway, as he said, youths were taking advantage of this reality. Quote, I am on the phone to coppers and the kids, said, we don't give a F. They can't stop us. Something has to happen now, said Ezzy. We are talking about fires. This is serious. She ain't kidding. This is arson. See, it's almost getting worse by the week. She's on the line, owner of Adventure Cairns and Beyond in our CBD, Ezzy Wells. G'day, Ezzy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and congratulations for having the courage to go public about this. A lot of people, for whatever reason, oh, no, I don't want to speak out. Well, if we don't all speak out, it's going to get worse, if that's possible.
Exactly. And this is a community issue, so I can see a simple solution to all of this. I don't understand why it's not being being introduced. Mm. We can't keep blaming the police or blaming the council. We need to act as a community. Like, if the whole community went, no aerosol cans in every single shop and fire starters where you buy, like, behind the counter, we're taking away all of these issues. The police and the security cannot trace them if they're chroming. If you get rid of Rexona cans or aerosols, then the police can trace them. They can reprimand them because there's not the worry of the kids having a heart attack because they're chroming.
How can every shop that's stocking these damn things be approached effectively and asked, please, as a member of our community, you know, play your role in ending this nightmare? How would we go about that?
Well, I can't see why either our local government, Warren Inch, I was going to speak to today, or the council, send out a survey to every single person in this community in Cairns. Do you agree with banning aerosol cans? Do you agree? If it's over 50%, then it has to be across the board. I know Woolworths is getting rid of it, But that doesn't make any difference. These kids are not silly. Mm. It has to be every single store. Night owls, everyone has to be the same. And then in a month, re-look at it again. I bet you all the crime rate will go down. And it's not all the kids. Mm. These kids last week should have been at school.
Mm.
Their parents, the police have gone out to the parents.
Mm.
The parents said, we don't care. That's why I've gone public with it. Mm. Because if your parents don't care, maybe the next door neighbours care about living next to an arsonist. Maybe they're worried about their properties next door. Maybe the community will come together around where they live and go, right, this is not acceptable. Like, is it going to take someone getting burnt or, like, they did this right in front of my face, that they know they can't be touched.
Good on you.
So whether it's five people doing it or 500 doing it, it's still an issue in the community and it has to be dealt with, but I think it's has to be dealt with as a community.
As a community, I think you've hinted strongly that all three levels of our representatives need to be party to this, meaning the local government, the state government, and you mentioned Warren Entsch, the federal government too. If they could all be party to this, this would be seen as a community-wide effort. In fact, a community-wide demand that something be done. I think you're spot on here. You're spot on here. I've identified the source of the problem, perhaps the main source of problem, and that's this bloody chroming business, which is astounding.
Well, these fire starters, they had started a fire in the library last week as well. The security couldn't even chase them out because they'd been chroming. So that's why I'm saying, like, we have an alternative. I'm not asking the community to go without something that they can't source in another product. We have roll-ons. So we still have deodorant to use. We just need to take the ones that the kids are targeting.
Yeah.
It's just going to solve so many issues. And then if they're in the CBD causing dramas, then at least the police can reprimand them. They can chase them. But when they're chroming, they can't chase them. And now they're talking about the sergeant came in on Saturday for half an hour and had a chat with me. And he said, oh, they're looking at putting the age limit to 15.
Oh,
are you serious? Like,
you're not serious.
Like, that's insanity. Like, that's giving them, you go take a car because you know you can't get caught doing it. Like, that's what I'm saying. The whole community, everyone's happy to whinge about things are getting stolen, but nothing's changed in years, John. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, whereas if the community went, that's it, we're not putting up with it, we want to ban aerosol cans and we want to get rid of fire starters behind the counter, in a month, our crime rate will just drop. I bet the cars, stealing cars, they're off their head when they're doing this. They're not straight children doing this.
This is this motherhood madness that's come into the law and order situation. What you're saying is if the age limit goes to 15, kids stealing cars, and there's lots of them aged, 12, 13 and 14, they couldn't even be charged under that law if indeed these ratbags in Brisbane changed the law. Minimum age 15, that is just madness.
It's just going to get worse. Mm. And what's going to happen before something's done?
Mm. This is just bizarre. Well, I'm hearing about the vigilante stuff all over town again. That's emerging like never before. But this is bizarre when you talk about this age limit, 15. These are kids of 12 and 13 and 14, so many of them now carrying knives, and they would be entirely above the law if police approached them to in any way hinder them or take them into the station questioning. The police would be under fire again.
The police have no rights. And that's the issue here. Like, if the police don't have rights, the security don't have rights.
Mm.
I got assaulted 3 weeks ago by a 9-year-old and the police went and saw his parents, but he can't be banned from the CBD. Sorry, Aaron, he's under the age of getting charged. I don't even want them charged, but there has to be accountability. If you last week when these kids all had a box of fire starters each, they had stolen them from Woolworths. Mm. I went to Woolworths. They said, we can't stop them stealing. You're not allowed to even grab them because they're chroming normally. And if you grab them and they have a heart attack, then they get charged. Mm. So it's a simple solution. Get rid of the product.
Yeah.
We do not need Rexona cans in the CBD. And this kid, why is Centrelink? I work 6 days a week, 18 hours a day. And I was a single mum with four kids. If my kids were not at school, I had a phone call from the principal. So why are these kids, they were in town last week, every day for 5 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
And I want to ask their parents, like, come and have a chat with me. Come and meet me face to face. I am not here to babysit your children. You're getting paid by my taxpayers' money for your kids to go to school, but they're not in school. So why are they still getting Centrelink?
Exactly.
That's why I think it has to be community, council and government all on the same page. If we're all trying to fight the problem and come up with a solution individually, we're never going to have a solution.
Yeah, exactly. That figure came out a couple of weeks ago, 15% of kids don't go to school. 15%. Can you imagine the future they've got? And we've got.
Well, when I was their didn't go to school, I got a phone call and a visit from the police. And that was 15 years ago. Erin, why are your kids not at school? So why has it got worse 15 years later?
Yeah.
Where they've been caught in the CBD, starting fires, their parents are informed, they're not at school, and nothing's happening. They're not losing Centrelink. They're not getting banned from the CBD. They're not getting reprimanded by their parents. So, of course, they're going to keep doing it.
Of course they are.
So we need to stick up as a community for these kids and go, well, if you're not going to look after your kids, as a community, we're all going to go and we're going to act on this together.
Yeah. Izzy, you're magnificent. Magnificent. Congratulations. I'm just hoping everyone hearing you today is going to say she's 100% right. We have got to take this matter up. It's got to be in our own hands. We've got to demand action from all three levels, from our council level, from our state representatives and federal, to get Warren organised in it as well and get that word out there and get this poison out of our CBD. Poison, the way it's being used and the damage it's doing to our CBD. Izzy, thank you.
Thank you, John, for making a point of it on the radio as well. And hopefully we can get something resolved in the next month or so before it's too late.
She's magnificent. Izzy Wells is her name, or Erin, E-R-R-Y-N Wells. And she's the store is called Adventure Cans and Beyond in our CBD. That story across page 5 of today's Cairns Post.